At the Cattle Industry Convention, I am visiting with Chuck Kiker from Texas. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your operation.
I'm from Beaumont, Texas, right down on the coast in the eastern corner of the state next to Louisiana, and a cow-calf producer.
All right. Well, you guys just got finished with the Producer Communications Committee here. Any information you might want to share about the work this committee does?
This committee is tasked with informing producers about what their checkoff does for them, and it's a little tougher than you would think. There's a certain degree of cattle producers that are well-informed and know what's going on, and that's not really the group we're trying to reach. We're trying to reach the group that raise cattle, take them to the sell barn, and don't ever read or know what's going on in how cattle are marketed, what the economic factors are, and what international markets are doing. So, you know, it's a good committee to be on, and it's important because producers need to know that their dollar's being spent well, and it is benefiting the beef industry.
So what are some of the ways you guys look at doing that? I know there are a variety of mechanisms and methods that probably were discussed today.
Well, we're trying to do it economically, so they seem to be going the fast track on this technology race. And most of us don't even understand that. I'm not sure. They showed us a little stamp today that you put your iPhone on. And, of course, none of us have iPhones. But there are a lot of good things that they're doing that do reach producers in, agricultural magazines or stories. We've got a lot of little pamphlets that are going out, a lot of stuff we're getting into sale barns for those type of producers. But you know, there's the checkoff is a lot more than just high tech. It gets into the research and nutrition aspects, and the people that aren't cattle producers that need to know that and need to be promoting beef for us, such as dietitians and doctors, that they're big determinants in what folks eat. And you get into these new shows that are cooking shows, and what ladies are pushing on these as healthy food and quick food to fix, and what looks really appetizing. That's all part of us selling beef. So that's what our checkoff is doing, and that's what we need to get to ranchers so that we keep everybody knows that it's a worthwhile program, and they support it. And actually, we really need to get to a point where we can expand this program a little bit, just because it's 25 years old. We need to mature a little bit more.
Well, it sounds to me like you definitely show the passion you have for the industry. You actually covered a couple of the other questions I was going to come up with there. It sounds like it's been a very productive meeting again here, and just an example of the work that the checkoff does on behalf of the folks that contribute into it. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.